Bible said in Psalm 143, "Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works, and I muse on the works of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul. For I am thy servant." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for the word of God. I thank you, Lord, for the good singing this morning, the choir, the congregation, the special. Lord, we thank you this morning for meeting with us already in the Sunday school hour. And Lord, we ask you today now to, Lord, bless the preaching of thy word. Lord, may we listen today, Lord, with our hearts, not just with our ears. And I pray, Father, today that someone would glean truth, Lord, that would help them and that would transform their very life. Lord, make us more like your Son. Help us, God, we pray. And God, we'll give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I began on last Sunday morning preaching in a series of messages, and I wanted to get on the internet server so that it could be accessed by folks that are in need. I spoke with a preacher last week that needs right now what I've been preaching. I've communicated with some of you all, and you've communicated with me that it's been a blessing, amen. And I want to continue to this morning in this thought of when my heart is overwhelmed. The Word of God said four times in the book of Psalm, when my heart or when my spirit is overwhelmed within me. I will guarantee you this morning that something will happen in your life that will be far outside of your control. And you're going to need some help, amen, that comes from above. You're going to need somebody to guide you. You're going to need somebody to lead you. And the psalmist said in that first message, "Lead me to the rock that's higher than I, when my heart is overwhelmed." The second message came out of Psalm 77, and the title of that message was, "Cause Me to Remember." And this morning, the Lord, I'm skipping over to Psalm 143. I'm not sure if we'll get finished this morning in Psalm 143, but I want to look at it in Psalm 142 and close in this series of messages on when my heart is overwhelmed. Today's message has to do with teach me to do right. Teach me to do right. The Bible said down here, teach me to do thy will. How many believes the will of God is right? Amen. How many believes anything outside of the will of God is wrong? Amen. I believe that God's will is found in God's Word. And that I believe with all of my heart that one of the things that happens many, many times when we become overwhelmed in our spirit, whether it's something physically that's going on that's overwhelming us, something emotionally going on that's overwhelming us, or something spiritually going on that's overwhelming us, I believe one of the first tendencies is to stop doing what we know we ought to be doing. I mean, there's times that you just don't feel like praying. Amen. There's times you just don't feel like picking up a Bible. There's times you don't feel like even answering the phone. Would somebody say amen? You'd rather just take it and throw it in the creek. Amen. And just go somewhere and hide for a little while. But the Bible is teaching us here the importance of even when we don't feel like it, just keep the wheels turning. Amen. And keep the fire burning. And just keep on doing what you know in your heart is right. And God will eventually work us through and help us through the situation. I believe with all of my heart that sometimes it's just a phone call. Sometimes it's just a conversation. Sometimes it's a decision that has to be made. I know that there's disease and divorce and all kinds of things that just bring us in a place like David's talking about, where our heart is just completely overwhelmed by the situation and what's going on. Now listen, this morning, as I get into this message, I want you to see, first of all, that there's a message here. The Bible is giving us a message. It said, teach me to do thy will. There's a message from God that says to do right. I believe it was Lee Robertson that said this. He said, until the stars fall from heaven, do right. Just do right. Amen. It's never right to do wrong in order to have an opportunity to do right. We just got to do right. I believe that's what the Bible meant when it said, having done all, to stand. The Word of God said over there in the book of Romans, said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I want you to know, when we look at what He's done for us, it's reasonable for you and I to do right. I believe when Jesus was looking at Calvary, it wasn't easy to keep going. I believe even in the garden when He prayed, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying, Lord, I'd rather go around this situation. I'd rather not have to face this situation. I'd rather this cup just pass from me. But we've got to get to the place where we say, nevertheless, not as I will, but thy will be done. And realize there's someone bigger than you and I working His will and His plan in our lives. There's the message just to do right. Just keep on doing right. Many will stop when they don't need to need to stop. Let me ask you a question. Has anybody in this building felt like giving up lately? Have you just felt like throwing in the towel? I tell you what, I believe it's important that we understand that that's not the end right there. The devil would like to jump up on us, amen, and say, well, if you was any kind of Christian at all, you wouldn't have those feelings, amen. But what we need to understand is He was tempted in all points like as we are. And my friend, it's not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin to fall into that temptation, amen. We don't have to go the way of the devil. We don't have to go the way of the flesh. We don't have to go the way of the world. I tell you what we ought to do this morning. We ought to settle it in our heart that we're just going to do right. I want to make it to heaven. I want to make it from here all the way, and regardless of what happens. And when you make statements like that, I tell you, you're my friend, maybe going to get in some kind of trouble. But we're going to, man is born of a woman, few days of trouble. Anyways, full of trouble. Amen. But we ought to determine that we want to make it with the Lord. There's the message to do right. But let me give you this in this chapter right here. I see something that maybe I'll concentrate on this morning. And that is the motive to do right. Why? Why should we do what's right? Why should we just get it in our hearts that when the bottom falls out and when things are not going well, why should we just go ahead and do what's right? I want you to notice something here in the Bible. The Bible said here in verse number 1, we see a phrase that says, thy faithfulness. How many believes God is faithful? The Bible uses the phrase, thy righteousness. How many believes God is righteous? Amen. I believe with all of my heart when we look at His righteousness and His faithfulness. And then we look down in verse number 8. He said, cause me to hear thy loving kindness. You say, preacher, what is the motive? What is the motive for doing right? If you will read over there in the book of 1 John, the Bible said we love Him because He first loved us. Amen. What a motive it is this morning. Just to do right, and because God is faithfulness, His mercies are new every morning. It's by His compassions that we're not consumed, amen. But thank God He's there for us every day. Turn with me, if you will, in your Bible to Psalm chapter 116. We're in the book of Psalms, and let's look at this thought for just a moment this morning. In Psalm 116, the Bible said, I love the Lord. How many here can say, I love the Lord? Now watch this. The Bible said, I love the Lord because there's a reason that I love Him. He hath heard my voice and my supplication, because He hath inclined His ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. The psalmist is saying, hey, I know there's some deep valleys. I know there's some dark days. I know there's some dark caves. But I've called on Him. He's answered me. And because of that, I love Him. I love Him. I love Him. And I'm going to keep calling on Him as long as I live. Amen. The motive to do right. We love Him because that He first loved us. I don't know about you this morning, but I believe the Bible teaches us greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. I believe Jesus is not calling on us to lay down our life and die for Him, but He's calling on us to give Him our life and live for Him. Amen. Live for Him that was willing to die for us. There's a message in this psalm that says, when we're talking about doing right, when our heart is overwhelmed, the message from the Bible is just keep doing right. And the motive for doing right is because I love Him. I don't know about you this morning, but I love my family. My family needs me to do right. I love my grandchildren. My grandchildren needs me to do right. I love my church. My church needs me to do right. Amen. I love the teenagers and the children around our church. And these teenagers and children, they need me to do right. And they need you to do right. Whether we feel like it or whether we don't. Amen. I believe with all of my heart, the psalmist has come on something here that will help us. Amen. In the days ahead, when my heart is overwhelmed, help me and teach me, Lord, to do right. Now let me give you some things this morning that I believe will help you. There's the message and the motive, but let's look at the means. God didn't tell us to do something and then not give us the means to do it. God has given us the means to serve Him, the means to keep on doing right. You say, preacher, what do you mean? If you look at verse number 5, look at this with me right here. It has to do with our thoughts. It has to do with our thought processes. How many knows that's where the battle is won and lost a lot of times? Amen? We can win or lose right there between them ears. Amen? And I'll show you what the psalmist is talking about here. In verse number 5, he said, I will remember the days of old. I will meditate on all thy works. What happens to us sometimes is when the trouble comes, that's all we can think about. That's all we can think about is the trouble that we're in, or the trouble that we're facing, or the overwhelming situation. But the Word of God said, I'm going to meditate on your works. I'm going to muse and think upon the work of thy hands. Take your Bible, please, and turn to Philippians chapter 4. And let me show you a passage of Scripture here that I believe will encourage us this morning. In Philippians chapter 4, Paul said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. How many understands this morning what we think is important, how we think is important, what we meditate upon is important? I believe with all of my heart, the Bible teaches, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. If we're going to make it through that time of discouragement, that time of depression, that time of despondency, that time when our heart is overwhelmed, then we have to learn to think right. Amen. Because if we will think on these things, it won't be long. And my friend, that sorrow will be turned into joy. Amen. That, my friend, God will turn it around in the face of this world and make, my friend, a positive situation. He said, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me. Look at this little word, do. Paul said, do it. And the God of peace shall be with you. In other words, my friend, we need to just keep
doing right regardless of the situation that we're in. Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. You know, a lot of people, they think right is just relative to with the situation. But my friend, I'm going to tell you something right now. This Bible tells us what's right. And what God said was right in this Bible is still right today. And what God says is wrong in this Bible is still wrong today. Still wrong today. There's a means to do right. God said, hey, I can give you a mind, amen, to think on these things. Think on pure things. Think on things that are lovely. Now listen, when we're overwhelmed, we need to watch our thought processes. But let me give you this. Look at verse 6. There's something else here that's important. There's a thirst. Not only our thoughts come into play, but our thirst. What are we thirsting after? When we're overwhelmed in our spirit, what are we thirsting after? What is it? Where are we going to drink? Which fountain are we going to drink from? The Bible said, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee. Look at that. Not after what God can do. Not after what God can give. But just after God. Amen. I just want to thirst after Him, the psalmist said. And the Bible said here, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as a thirsty land. Turn back in your Bibles, please, over there to the book of Psalms in chapter 42. Let me show you something here that I hope and pray will be a blessing this morning. In Psalms chapter number 42, the Word of God is going to give us some advice concerning this thirst after God. The psalmist said it like this. He said in verse 1, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. There's a few of you men in the building that have deer hunted. And no doubt if you spend any time at all in the woods, you've run across maybe a deer that's being chased by a coyote or a deer that's being chased by a pack of dogs. And when they come by, their tongue is hung out and there's slobber coming out of their mouth and they're panting. They're just trying to get a breath. And they're exhausted. Amen. Can I tell you this morning, that'll happen in the life of the Christian. There'll be time when the flesh will get after you and the world will get after you. Amen. And the devil will get after you. And there'll be a time when you'll think, I can't run another step. I can't make another step. You'll be standing there trying to get a breath. But the Word of God said, as the heart, what's that heart? What's that deer looking for? I tell you what he's looking for. He's looking for a drink of cool water. Hallelujah. And David said, as the heart pants after the water brook, I know where I can get a drink of water. It's not down at the brook, but thank God it's at the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My heart panteth after God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? He said, my tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I had went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like, why in the world am I in this situation? And why is my soul cast down when it ought to be lifted up? I tell you one thing, sometimes we've just been drinking at the wrong fountain. Amen. We'll get to the fountain of God. And my friend, get our eyes on Him. And get our eyes off of our situation. And get our eyes on eternity. And get our eyes off of the temporal. Then we can do like Paul and say, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, my friend, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Brother Ralph confessed a while ago. He said, it took me 2 weeks. 2 weeks to kind of get a right perspective. They say the word cancer and they say it's the end. I tell you, it's not the end for the child of God. I tell you, my friend, listen, thank God there is no end for the child of God. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. That's what the Word of God said. When our heart is overwhelmed, we have the means to keep on doing right. Thank God it has to do with our thoughts. It has to do with our thirst. Thank God we can get thirsty thirsty after God, thirsty after the Word of God, thirsty after the things of God. Now I tell you, let me tell you something right now. He said, I will pour water, glory to God, on him that is thirsty. He'll pour water on us, amen. And thank God we can have, my friend, an experience with God in the midst of the battle, in the midst of the trials. Now, I see the thoughts. That's important. That's a means to do right. I see the thirst. That's a means to do right. God said, if you'll just thirst after me. But I want you to see here what's being taught. The Bible said here in verse number 10, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Would somebody say that with me? Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? Well, let's look here. In verse number 1, he said, answer me. In verse number 7, he said, hear me. In verse number 8, he said, cause me. In verse number 8 again, he said, cause me. In verse number 9, he said, deliver me. In verse number 10, he said, teach me. In verse number 10, he said, lead me. In verse number 11, he said, quicken me. It looks to me like the psalmist realizes he's got something I need. He's got something I need. He's got something you need this morning. Amen. Thank God we have the means to do right. What's being taught? The Bible said he gave us, God said, I'll give you pastors, I'll give you evangelists, I'll give you pastors and teachers, I'll give you prophets. Why? He said, for the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints. God wants us to be taught the Word of God. Amen. Because the Word of God will see us through. It'll see us through. If you'll be honest, there's times you don't feel like reading the Word of God. There's times you don't feel like listening to the Word of God. There's times you just don't, you even struggle with believing the Word of God. If you be honest, say amen. The devil's there. The flesh is there. The world is there. But thank God, the Lord is there. Amen. A message. Do right. A motive. I love Him. Why? Because He first loved me. And then there's the means to do right. God doesn't tell us to do something and then not give us the means to do it. Let me share this with you in closing this morning. I want you to see that the Lord gives us the means to do His will. He gives us the means to do His will. That we have three lights that God gives us. First of all, there's the light of biblical revelation. The Bible said, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I tell you, Jesus said, He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I believe with all of my heart that the Word of God will light the path. The Bible said, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? When we get afraid, it's because we're not walking in the light. Amen? Because if we're walking in the light, we're walking with Him, and we're walking with Him. We're not afraid of what men's going to do or men's going to say. Or what the situation can do. I remember years ago, a dear lady that I pastored, she had a poem that she passed out everywhere entitled, What Cancer Cannot Do. There's a whole lot of things cancer cannot do. Say amen. There's a whole lot of things that God can do. And we need to put our emphasis on Him. The means to do right. We have the light of biblical revelation. We have the light, not only of biblical revelation, but of spiritual illumination. You say, preacher, what do you mean? The Holy Ghost takes the Bible and shines the light on it so that you and I can see what we need to see, when we need to see it, in order to go on in that overwhelming circumstance. Listen to Psalms, I believe it's 36 and verse number 5, down through 10. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and Thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, Thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is Thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of Thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of Thy house, and Thou shalt make them drink of the river of Thy pleasures. Watch this, we're going somewhere. For with Thee is the fountain of life. How many realizes that? That's what we need to be thirsting after. Watch that. In Thy light shall we see light. In Thy light shall we see light. If we will stay in His light, the Spirit of God will illuminate that and give us light, amen, that we can go on another mile with Him. The means to do right. What's being taught? Teach me the light of biblical revelation, the light of spiritual illumination. The Bible said they're revealed unto us by His Spirit. The Bible said as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I believe it's important this morning. Then when our heart is overwhelmed, to walk with God and know that He, where He guides, He provides. Amen? He will give us the Bible. He will give us the Holy Spirit. And then He will confirm it. Listen to what the Bible said in Psalm 37 and verse number, I believe it's 23 and 24. Listen to what the Word of God said right here. In Psalm 37, the Bible said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. How many believe that? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now watch this. Look at verse 24. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I'll tell you, God said, in my light, I'm going to give light. The Spirit of God will shine on that situation and illuminate that dark situation and show us. But then God said, I'll be able to confirm in your heart the will of God. Amen. Just because it's practical. It's practical. The will of God is practical. It will work. It's always worked. It worked in the life of David. It worked in the life of Paul. It worked in the life of Peter. It worked in the life of John. It worked in the life of Jesus. And it'll work in your life, in my life too. The will of God is practical. It will work. It will work. It will work. Teach me to do thy will. Teach me to do right when my heart is overwhelmed. You know, I read about this. When ships come into harbor, they have something called the leading lights. They have these lights that guide the ship into harbor. And what the ship has to do is get in a position to where the three lights line up. And when the three lights line up, the ship goes safely into the harbor. I want you to know this morning, God wants us as the believer. He wants us to understand there's revelation in the Scripture. There's revelation through the Spirit. Amen. There's revelation that'll be confirmed in our heart and in our life. And when it lines up, when you have biblical revelation lining up with spiritual illumination and practical confirmation, God said, you're headed into the harbor, amen, safely in the will of God, amen. I believe with all of my heart, a lot of our problems come when we disregard this light. We better make sure it lines up. I've heard people say things not around here. I've heard people say, well, I know what happened to me. I don't care what the Bible said. I know what happened to me. You better care what the Bible said. Amen. Because the Bible is that light that's got to line up. You say, preacher, how can you line your life up with the Bible? No other way but through the Spirit of God. It's a spiritual exercise. When you line up, then it's practical. Amen. God said it'll work. It'll take you right on into the harbor. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get out of line. Amen. You know, this morning, if you get a car out of line, it'll pull to one side or the other. How many knows what I'm talking about? Amen. I didn't plan on saying that, but that's a good illustration. There's a whole lot going on in Christianity today that's pulling to one side or the other. Amen. Not preaching the whole counsel. Not going down the middle of the road with the Lord. Amen. Not walking straight. Amen. Not in the narrow way. But God said, I have a way for you to do right. I have the means for you to do right. The message this morning, when your heart's overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, just keep on doing right. Keep on doing right. The motive, because we love Him. How many loves Him? Amen. You love Him this morning. And then the means. God's give us a Bible that's trustworthy. God's give every believer the Holy Spirit of God to live inside of you. You know, GPS, I think that stands for Global Positioning System. I thank God for God's positioning system. Don't you? Amen. It'll keep you from going in circles. It'll keep you going the right way. Say amen. It'll keep you on the path for the Lord. And then there's the means to do right. I don't know about you, but I want to thirst after this. I want to thirst after the living God. I want to thirst after His Word. I want to thirst after souls. I tell you, church, we've been in a couple of different funeral services where there have been lots of people that are unsaved. And I tell you what a lot of people's problem is. They're thirsting after the wrong thing. And what they're thirsting after will never satisfy. They'll never satisfy. Amen. There's nothing better than a good cold drink of water when you're thirsty. Amen. Nothing better in the world than a good cold drink of water. And God said, I've got a place for my people to water when they're thirsty. Amen. They can come to my throne. And then we need to be taught the Word of God. I don't know about you this morning, but I want to just keep on doing right. Doing right is getting less and less popular, Brother Kyle. Less and less popular to do right. But I tell you what, if you got saved to be popular, you got saved for the wrong reason. Amen. I believe with all my heart, we that are saved ought to want to do right. Just do right till the stars fall from heaven. Just continue to do right. Amen. Regardless of whether we feel like it or whether we don't. Let's pray together this morning. Father, thank You today for the Word of God. Thank You for Your people that have gathered here today in Your house. I pray, Father, today that You would help us, Lord, to bring back to our memory these truths from the Word of God. Lord, when things come in our life, Lord, that absolutely overwhelm us. Lord, that's going to happen. But Lord, You said You'd be with us all the way, even to the end of the world. Lord, I pray that You'd minister to the families today that are hurting. The families where death has come, Lord, minister to them. And God, to our people that are gathered here today under the sound of my voice, help us all to realize, Lord, we need You. And we need one another in these days. I pray, Father, today that You'd help us to glean from the psalmist and realize, our Father, that He knew what dark days were. He knew what discouragement was. He knew what it was to look around and no man cared for his soul. Lord, I'm so glad we'll never look around and You not be caring. You'll always care for our soul. And Lord, today I pray that if there's somebody here, Lord, that is overwhelmed in their spirit, maybe, Lord, facing a decision, Lord, that has a life changing, it can change their life. Lord, I pray that You'll be in the middle of that decision. I pray, Father, that we would keep You in the middle of everything that we do, in our thoughts, Lord, that we would thirst after You and realize, Lord, that only You can satisfy. God, there may be those here today that are lost, that do not know Jesus. God, how I pray this morning, Lord, that that individual, Lord, would understand that this world would never satisfy their soul and understand, Lord, that You love them. Lord, You died for them. Lord, the very first thing we can do is trust You as our Savior.